the back of the house between Chatfield and Kinkill. It seems like there's something explosive going on because it seems to be exploding. You're bursting at the point. Know where the address is? Oh, I don't know the address. It's right on Wadsworth.
Hey, hang on just a second for me. Jefferson County 911.
Yes, there's some explosions going on at Wadsworth, and I'm not sure what it is.
It's Wadsworth and what?
Between Chatfield and Ben Carl, and it's on the east side of Wadsworth. There's been two explosions.
Okay. What's your address?
My address is 7960 West Fairview. I live on the back, and I can see the explosion. There was a bolt of fire going up in the air.
Okay, and your phone number there is 933-9985?
That's correct.
And your name?
This is Lynn Jackson. I can see it from the past, and there's been two explosions. In
okay.
The second one, there was a bolt of fire going in the air.
Okay, we'll get somebody started out there to check the area.
And there's a car there trying to see what's going on, and there's a lot of smoke.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. Jefferson County 911.
Yes, going north on Wadsworth between Chatfield and Kinkill. There's been a blow up of some kind. I don't know what it is.
Okay, do we know the address? I have somebody who told me they thought it was a house.
Oh, well, maybe it's at the house. All I can see from my place
is on Wadsworth
Street. North on Wadsworth between Chatfield and Kinkill. It's about halfway between Chatfield and Kinkill, north, going north on Wadsworth.
Okay, let me get you to the fire department. Stay in the line with me, okay?
Yeah, this is scary.
You'll hear a series of clicks until you're connected.
Okay, thank you.
Hang on.
I'm going upstairs where I can be better.
Okay. This is regarding the fire?
Yes.
Right. Do you have a location? Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, give an emergency. Okay, can you give me a location?
Hi, Jeff Kutcher from the transfer.
Between Chatfield and Kinkill?
What?
Between Chatfield and Kinkill. Okay, let me get you to the fire department. Stay in line. Don't pick up any seconds, sir. Hi, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have someone who's got the fire department on the line. Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
911, what's your emergency?
Hi, there was some kind of an explosion just off of Wadsworth in between,
Was it close to your house, or?
Well, it's in the backyard of someone's home.
Okay, can you see it flames, or?
It's in between Chatfield and King Carl.
Okay, you're at 8026 South Yukon.
I'm looking out my back window. There are several cars pulled over. I don't know if it was a car that went off the road.
Okay.
It sounded like a big boom, and then there was a huge ball of fire.
Okay, can you see the fire still?
Actually, all I see is smoke.
Okay.
But there's something definitely burning there, sir.
What direction from your house, ma'am?
I'm looking to the north.
Okay.
It's north on Wadsworth on the right-hand side of the road in between Chatfield and King Carl.
Okay, hold on here. Let me get you over to the fire department so we can get someone out there, okay?
Thanks. There are people pulling over to the road.
Okay. Still with me, ma'am?
Yeah.
Okay. Just a moment.
Thanks. It's possible somebody else has called, but I thought...
That's okay. Hi, Jeffco Sheriff with the transfer on an explosion. Go ahead, ma'am.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't know if it was an explosion, if it was a car, what it was, but they're on Wadsworth Boulevard, northbound between Chatfield and Ken Carl. There was an explosion in the backyard. Don't know if it was a car or a propane tank.
Okay.
A ball of fire, and then now there's smoke. There are several people pulled over on the side of the road.
Is that about a mile north of 470?
Yes.
Okay. We'll get somebody right out.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye.
Emergency 911.
Yes, we're home back to Wadsworth and Chatfield, and I don't know if a car or a truck's tire just blew out, but there's quite a few cars standing or sitting along the side of the road, and there's smoke coming up.
Okay. Wadsworth and Chatfield?
Yeah, it's northbound of Chatfield.
Alrighty. Let me get Littleton South Metro Fire Department on the line here. Hold on just a second, okay? Just hold on.
Okay. Peggy,
what does it look like? Why'd you call 911?
A bomb?
number.
Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Regarding the fire?
There's a fire that just started?
Yes.
At Chatfield and Wadsworth?
Right. Do you have a location?
Oh, shoot. My reception's cutting out here. I don't know if you...
Jefferson County, 911.
Yeah, there's an accident or something happening down here in Wadsworth.
Okay, hold on. Was it an explosion type thing that you heard?
Yeah.
Okay, and I have it east side of Wadsworth between Ken Carl and Chatfield.
Right.
Do you have any additional for us?
No, I'm just watching it out my window.
Can you see what it is?
No, it's down below a hill. There were two explosions.
Okay, let me get you over to the fire department. Hold on.
Fire department, please state your emergency.
Yeah, I'm looking out my window. There seems to be a fire, an explosion, some kind off of Wadsworth. Between Ken Carl and Chatfield on the northbound lane.
Okay, 2773. What address are you calling from, sir?
7867 West Marine.
What did you hear exactly?
I heard two explosions. I heard one, and then I looked out the back window and I saw. I heard another explosion with a big old ball of fire come up. It's below the hill, and I can't see what's going on over there.
Okay, and it's at Chatfield and Ken Carl?
It's on Wadsworth, between Chatfield and Ken Carl.
So it's off of Wadsworth?
It's on Wadsworth itself.
Okay. Could you tell what it was or anything?
It might be a car that ran off the road.
Okay.
And slipped, but... I just don't know.
Okay. Try to stay away from the area, sir. If you see or hear anything else, give me a call back at 911, and we should be there shortly.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye. Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
I see a fire.
Okay. Can you give me a location?
Yeah, it's on Wadsworth.
Between Chatfield and Ken Carroll?
Excuse me, ma'am?
Between Chatfield and Ken Carroll.
I am on the
Okay, let me get you to the fire department. Stay in line. I'll pick up in a second, sir.
Thanks, ma'am.
Olivia? Yeah, I have someone to pick up the fire department on the line. Okay, thank you.
West Metro Fire?
Hi, what was it?
Yeah, and there was just like an explosion. We're right between Chatfield and I think it's Ken Carl.
Okay.
On Wadsworth.
It's on Wadsworth at
Chatfield
or where?
It's right between the two. It's right in the middle of the block.
Okay.
Can you tell me
where it exploded?
No, we don't know. There's people trying to get it out, but it's right by like a tuck shed.
Mm-hmm.
There's cars pulled along the side right now.
Okay, so it's between Chatfield and Ken Carl?
Yeah, on Wadsworth northbound. You'll see the smoke. It's right there, right on that green belt.
All right, let me get you over to West Metro. Hold on, okay?
I gave it to South Metro and West Metro, guy.
Just a minute. Sheriff's Office.
Hi, State Patrol here.
Hi.
Highway traffic advising a grass fire. Have you heard anything about that down off of Wadsworth on the northbound side, just north of Chatfield?
Yeah, we had a couple people call and said that they thought it sounded like an explosion.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, well, highway traffic was going by. I thought it was just a grass fire, so I'm not sure what it is.
Okay, well, we've got West Metro on the way and South Metro on the way.
Great, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Yes, this is Sharon at Columbine High School. We have shots being fired.
Okay.
Students that have been hit. Catchy, got shots being fired. Charlie, shit, they're hit.
Yeah, we've got the call, ma'am. We've got someone on the call here.
Thank you.
Do you know if anybody's injured?
Yes, we have.
How many injuries?
One down that I know of.
You have one down? Did you see any kind of suspect vehicle, or do you know anything further?
I have not seen anything. Everybody just hit the ground, and we did.
Okay.
They're still firing.
Okay.
Shots still being fired, Cass. Shots are still being fired at Columbine. We have one down. outside. I know there's one kid that's been shot. And there's still shots going on.
Yes, fire one down.
I don't know what just happened, but that last one sounded like either a really big gun or a bomb. It was a shotgun. No.
Ma'am, are you still with me?
We've got a student out here.
Okay.
That we should get to him, but we're afraid to move him.
Okay, do not move him.
Okay.
Can you get the phone close to him? See where his injuries, the extent of his injuries?
I can put you on to another teacher.
All right. All right. Ma'am, don't put yourself in danger.
This is Sue Carruthers.
Hi, Sue?
Yeah.
Okay, can you get the phone by the student? Are you close to him, or?
No.
Can you tell where he's been?
Together.
Where has he been hit?
I don't know. There's still shots going on.
Okay, all right. I don't want anybody to put themselves in any danger, okay?
Here. He's hit near the spine.
He's hit.
He's not bleeding profusely.
Okay, hit by the spine.
But he cannot move. He's got another one unconscious.
All right, stay with me. I'm going to get the fire department on the line with us, okay?
All right.
All right. Do we know who's doing the shooting?
I can check. Hold on.
All right.
He's going to check.
All right, stay with me. Don't hang up, okay?
Don't hang it up.
All right. Don't hang up, ma'am. Okay, I'm getting the fire department with us, okay? Is the phone close to the student?
Well, it's as close as it can get.
Okay, all right.
I've got somebody calling out to see what's going on.
Hi, it's Jeff Plushier here. I've got a student hit in the spine at Columbine.
Columbine, hi?
Mm-hmm.
All right, here she comes back again.
Okay.
We've got another kid on. He's shot in the head.
He's shot in the head? Okay, how many?
One kid.
Okay, breathe, ma'am. You're okay. How many injuries do we have, do you know?
Okay. Black trench coat, shotgun. That's who's shooting.
Black trench coat and a shotgun, okay.
We've got another kid who's shot in the face.
He's shot in the
face. His face is hanging off.
Okay.
We've got another one who's shot and is not breathing.
Okay.
Multiple
victims. One in the spine, one in the face, South Metro.
Okay.
Kathy?
We've got one shot in the spine, one shot
in the face. I've got Jeffco and a secretary. Okay.
The guy is in a black trench coat. Wearing a shotgun. They just shot somebody inside the cafeteria.
Okay.
I'm going to have to try and get out of here or call you back.
Okay. Littleton, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, we don't know what's going on. Black trench coat, shotgun.
Okay.
You heard as much as I did right now. We're getting multiple calls.
We're in a black trench coat and have a shotgun. And they don't know where he's at.
Numerous injuries.
Yeah.
Okay.
Columbine and Pierce, we've got a second
rescue
started.
Okay.
We'll be out there.
Columbine and Pierce, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Jefferson County 911, what is your emergency?
I just called a few minutes ago on a smoke that was on, over on Sheffield and Wadsworth.
Yes.
The smoke is gone. It looks like it was just a tire blowout. And there is a construction truck that stopped with them.
Yes.
And it might have just been a...
Okay, we'll be a fire respondent anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Okay. Jefferson County 911.
Yeah, there's something going on at Columbine High School. Someone's shooting a gun out here, and someone got shot, I think.
Okay. Did you see anything going on over there?
No, some girl's on the ground. I think she's paralyzed, and I think she's hurt. I'm not sure.
Okay, hold on the line here with me just a moment.
Columbine Senior High, they think there was a shooting. There's a female on the ground paralyzed.
Okay, I'm sorry. Can you tell me where she is?
She's in the south parking lot, the one lower parking lot.
South parking lot, the lower one?
Like, towards the east end of that parking lot.
Okay, did you see what happened?
No, I didn't. I just saw everyone running and I ran to the phone.
Okay, we had a report of an explosion down there. Was it
27?
Was it a car fire or anything?
People are saying it was a gun, so that's, I don't know if it's a gun.
Okay. Do you know if anyone was carrying a weapon out there?
I don't know.
Okay, and what's your name?
I'm Lindsay.
Can you tell me what's going on over there right now?
I just hear
you said
a big somehow going on in the parking lot. Actually,
Columbine Senior, I put it in there for you.
That's a front call. Okay, I'm sorry. What are you saying, ma'am?
There's like smoke going off in the parking lot right now. There's loud noises. I'm not sure exactly. Cops just pulled up.
Okay.
I don't know.
Can you direct them? Do they see you?
No, I don't
No, but they're going in the right direction.
What's
they see it.
I'm sorry?
They're going in the right direction. They're headed right there.
Okay.
People are running out of the school like mad right now.
Okay, where's the female still? Is she still in that south parking lot?
I can't see her anymore. I ran to the phone.
Okay.
What?
Can you see anything else there?
No, not from where I'm at. A lot of people just ran out of the school and they're running out, but I'm standing here.
Okay, what are you hearing right now?
Nothing right now. There's some more loud noises that happened.
Okay. When the kids came out of the school, which direction were they going?
They went down the road away from
okay. What part of the school did they run from?
They ran from the lower door down towards the street on Pierce Street.
Okay. What part of the school is that, like the gym area, the cafeteria, or just classroom?
From the they're coming from like the commons, the lunch area right now.
The commons area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if it was like the teacher told them to run because everyone's running and I'm still standing here.
Okay. You're out of the way of danger, aren't you?
I believe so. I don't know.
Okay. Do you mind if I keep you on the phone here so you can tell me if there's anything else going on there?
Yeah, if
Okay, I know, just...
I don't
I don't even think I saw him. He was wearing glass. It was very large. Male student. He was out there shooting. It looked like he was pointing out shooting. And somebody said, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I said, what's going on? He said, it's a cat gun. It's probably for video production. You know, they do these big
ones. Right.
And the kids, they said, well, that's not, you know, a play gun, a real gun. I was going out there to say no.
Mm-hmm.
And I went, well, I said, oh, my God, that was really close. That just battled.
Okay. What's your name, ma'am? Patty? Okay.
I have him in the library shooting at the lady that I have in the library on the phone.
Okay, try and keep as many people down as we can. Okay. Do you know who he is? Okay. Jefferson County 911.
I'm on the traffic stack off of Polk, South Polk, and I just heard a series of sounds that sounded like someone was shooting off like a .22 and then a real loud one, it sounded like a shotgun.
Okay, you didn't see anybody?
No, uh-uh.
Okay, I want you guys to stay in your house, okay?
Okay, well, I just think someone should go out there and check it out.
We're on our way right now, but everybody needs to stay inside.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Sheriff's Office, do you have an emergency?
Yes, we do.
Okay, you have Columbine High School?
Yes.
Okay, we got it.
We have automatic weapons, okay?
Yes.
All right. Can you guys send lots and lots of paramedics?
We have paramedics, we have fire, and we have police on route, okay, sir?
There's a police officer right here, okay?
Yes.
Bye.
Bye. He doesn't know.
Jefferson County 911.
There's kids in Columbine with guns and grenades.
Guns and grenades?
They're shooting off the guns and they're throwing the grenades on the roof.
Okay. Can you tell me? Can you give any kind of description?
I think one of the guys. What?
I'm sorry.
Like a black trench coat.
A black trench coat.
Black trench coat.
One male.
And there was another guy wearing a white shirt.
Okay. Did they have the guns and the grenades?
Well, I was standing by the soccer field, and I saw him throw a couple grenades on the roof, and they exploded. And then I saw him shooting guns down towards the parking lot.
Okay, do you know what kind of guns?
What kind of guns do you think? Like AKs and shotguns.
Guns and grenades. Grenades were being thrown on top of the roof.
Huh?
I'm repeating what you're telling me. What kind of guns do you know?
I think it was a shotgun and a small handgun. And they've got...
Man, are you responding to Columbine?
On the roof.
Okay, we're trying. I'm doing an interview right now. You've got one male party in a black trench coat, one in a white shirt. Shotguns that are being fired towards a hill. They were launching grenades on top of the roof. That's where the explosion is. My witness was calling from the soccer field.
Can somebody call whoever calls that?
Jake.
Are you at home?
No, I don't know this person.
Okay, can I get your phone number at home?
Yeah, 904-2358.
Okay, and what is your home address?
7472 South Vance.
7472 South Vance?
Yeah.
Can you tell me anything else that you saw?
We just heard a bunch of gunfire, saw the explosions, and saw a bunch of kids run and hide behind the building.
One person was hiding behind the building?
And some people said they saw people falling down.
Okay.
After gunshot.
Okay, alrighty. If you can remember anything else, give me a call back. Otherwise, what I'm going to ask you to do, if you've got any friends with you, is just stay out of the area of danger and just stay where you are now, if that's okay.
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, he's in the back of the school up on the football field by the shed. Kathy.
The police can come in and get
at the back of the school.
Clement Park.
The shooter. Behind. On the football field. Behind the shed. They've got him cornered.
Is that, my deputies have him cornered?
Hold on just a minute. Do you have the shooter cornered, you guys?
Behind the shed.
Peter, this is Sid. Where's the shooter? Now they said he's gone to the library. He's in the building.
Okay, he's gone to the library. He's in the building, Kat.
No, she said for us.
He's gone to the library. He's in the building.
He won't see us. Get over here. You can't see through the building. Get up under here.
Okay, stay with me, ma'am. You're doing great. You are doing great, okay? Is he in there?
No, he's
not. Stay low.
He's shooting in the library right now. He's firing shots from the library.
Firing shots in the library.
Our way. Do we need to leave?
Okay, hold on here. I want you to stay low, okay? And be very quiet.
Okay.
Okay? Stay low, because if you try to leave, I don't want you to get shot, okay?
Okay.
Stay very low and quiet.
No, he said to stay right here.
Stay low and quiet.
Stay right here.
Okay. Area. and I guess there's about 17 students with him. I want you to stay very quiet and stay very low, okay? All right. Hold on just a second, okay? Ma'am, are you still there? Can you hear him? Okay. Do you know who Ned Harris is? Okay. Evidently, he goes to the school there, and he happens to be the one with the gun. Okay? How far are you from the food prep area? Very close. What building, what room number is that? Do you have a room number?
loud. Is that okay?
Ma'am, I'm still with you, okay?
Just a moment. Can you hold on? Stephanie, can I just stop and see if an emergency? Just a moment. Can you hold on? Are you busy?
last location that I knew, okay? But I want you two to stay very, very quiet, okay? Where is the physics room from your room? The physics storage room?
It's far away.
Okay. Is that close to the cafeteria?
Okay, wait, where is the phone number?
Let me find out.
What's that?
right now, okay? That's where they're at. Is that far from your place? Good. Okay. I still want you to stay low, and I still want you to remain very quiet, okay?
Is she down there or is she doing stuff? and I've got two.
Okay.
recommend staying away from the area. Okay? Okay, dear. Okay.
Okay. you want to respond to our command post where he is, that would be like both helpful for him, I think, because we're getting an unbelievable amount of help from the media. Down at Reward in Truth, the command bus will be out there, so that's in the family room, so if you want the help, that would be, it would probably fit you. He's not even aware that you're coming, but I'm trying to get a hold of him, but he's not out of the question. All right, Dan. Thanks, bye.
Miss Kitty, you doing okay? Can you hear anything? Okay. I don't. I know that there were some more shots fired, and I think it was still close to the cafeteria area. And I know that our SWAT team is getting ready to come in the building, okay? So I want you to still remain low, okay? Because I don't think they want to be surprised, and you don't want to be surprised, okay? If they get close to your room, I will let you know if I can, okay? I guess they're getting a lot of commotion in the refrigerator area, so I think you guys are okay for now, okay? All right, hold on a second.